Mary and Joseph's journey had begun months before in the presence of an angel. Now Mary heard the words in her mind again, his voice echoing in her ears again. Hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. The voice sounded like thunder. It sounded like singing. And then her own inexplicable response. I am your servant. Your servant. Let it be to me according to your word. Do you know there are moments when things are right? So right that they need no explanation? The fear would come soon enough, but not now. Now Mary felt joy building inside her like a song. The Lord's Messiah, child of redemption in her. And somehow, in that growing calm in the center of her soul, she knew that Joseph would come to understand.
Joseph had not cried since he had become a man, but now anger, fear, and confusion threatened to overwhelm him, and he was not embarrassed by the tears that came so often and so easily. How could he be expected to trust again? How could this have happened? He wrestled with his response. The weight of this decision pressed in on him until he was exhausted. Finally, merciful sleep. It was then that the angel came again.
So blessed, he sang my name to me. On this morning of all mornings, in my deepest place, he breathes. Now a girl of lowest stature holds the wonder of his grace. In this holiest of moments, I rest in mercy's place. I have always followed you. I need your strength to see.
Better way.
Better way.
Yeah. I am yours.